Hello.
You're
Listening
to
the
All Right
Cheers
podcast.
It worked.
Oh, the amount of concentration that took was
absolutely insane. How are you, boys and girls? How are you doing?
How you doing, my love?
Yeah. How are you both?
Splendid. Splendid, thanks.
Wonderful. I'm not doing too bad.
I have to say, I've had a couple of reports now that our massive audience, I say massive audience, a couple of people in said massive audience are happy that Andy's actually talking now.
What does that mean?
It means that if you go back and listen to the archives of this fantastic podcast that's been running for now 7 episodes, that there's a slow exponential growth of your voice. If you listen to the first one, it's just me and Lewis. And now, these ones, you're actually in it. And it's going down well.
It does sound like I was talking through, I don't know, through like a cup on a string or something. See, we improve. Yeah. We improve our hardware as we
I think every episode we're improving the, you know, technical difficulties, the quality. God,
the level of content just gets better
and better.
Yeah, the content is prime. Well, the content's been prime since the beginning. Thank you very much.
Well,
that's debatable.
Cool. Right, what is this podcast about then?
Something like questions or something.
This is the All Right Cheers podcast. We answer the questions that you so dearly need to know the answers to. We'll do our best. Can't promise anything, but we'll have fun along the way.
Yes.
I'm Lewis. We've got a little bit of Jacob.
And Muzza on the mic.
Muzza on the mic.
Muzza on the mic.
Ahoy
you
there.
Will actually talk.
Ahoy there.
Slowly becoming a pirate as lockdown draws ever longer.
For the pub quiz that we do every Saturday, I think my next category will be piracy, I think.
That's just more information about you that doesn't need to be told.
when we say pub quiz, we mean, you know, online.
Oh yeah.
Having a catch up with the old fellas, you know.
Yeah.
Seeing how we're doing.
Yeah, nice.
Follow the guidance, right. Please.
Follow the guidance.
Mm.
Well, actually, on the topic, follow the ruddy structure. Well, if that was one of our best introductions, I think.
We're improving every
not.
Day.
It's getting worse.
It can only go upwards.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Exactly. Anyway, first segment? Question mark. I think it is.
What is it?
What do you think of this?
What do you think of this?
What do you think of this?
I've got a what do you think of this, which made me laugh. It was a bit shocking, but it made me laugh today. So, again, this is more detail about me. But we've got a pond in the garden.
Oh, no. Everyone knows who you are.
Shit. And if you look outside when, like, you're inside the house, you see these small little, like, heads popping up. And for a while, it's like, all right, cheers. Oh, I don't know what that is. It turns out there are fuckloads of frogs in our garden. Like,
it's been frog season very recently.
I asked my mum her prediction of how many frogs she thinks is in the pond. I'd like you to guess what number she gave me.
In that pond of yours.
In the pond.
Has it been in Biggin since
it's the same size.
In Biggin.
20.
Lewis?
4,000.
Oh, well, that's a stupid guess, isn't it? You ruined it.
There's no water, it's just frogs.
Well, I mean, it's not like, her guess was like probably upwards of 300 frogs.
Wow, so not 4,000.
Not 4,000, but like, imagine if someone came up to your desk with like a bucket of 300 frogs and just poured it all over it. Like, that's a lot of frogs, isn't it?
I mean, even if someone did that with about five, I'd be like, that's a lot
of frogs. How many frogs is too many frogs? I mean, I that's not my question. I don't want that. I don't want that to be my question. But like,
it depends on the context. If you're going to like a sort of Comic-Con for frogs. Five frogs isn't that many.
No, that's quite a poor Comic-Con.
But then if you're going into, you know, if you're having having dinner in a nice restaurant, and then there are five frogs on your plate, bearing in mind you didn't order frogs, that's maybe too many frogs.
In that scenario, I think one would be too many frogs.
Why? There you go.
Yeah.
I didn't order frogs.
Why is there frogs in my carbonara? Well, I don't know. It's frog season, baby.
Ribbit. Yeah, I've been told that I do sometimes do the annoying thing of, you know, when someone's like, oh, guess how much this was? Thinking that they've got a really good deal. And then I say something like 20p and they're like, well, no, obviously not. And then it just makes the answer so much less exciting.
I can tell you that you did that to my thing just minutes ago.
that's what I'm talking about.
You're like the opposite of hype man. Yeah. Like, oh my God, I got this really good deal. Was it 2p? Yeah. No, it wasn't 2p.
That's not that exciting, then, is it?
He's a ruined man. He ruins the surprise.
I'm going to ruin it.
Yes. Yeah, anyway, that was my what do you think of this? What do you think of all these frogs on your
My what do you think of this? My cat seems to always lie on a TV remote, whether on the bed or on a you know, the other thing. a sofa. Yeah. And it's quite annoying, but I also don't really understand it, because how would that be comfortable?
Is it a bit warm?
Warm remote. Yeah, I've got a heated remote, Andy. I'm living luxury right now.
Pure luxury.
Maybe, like, you know when cats do that thing where they, like, crash into things? And they, like... You know what I mean, though? Like, when they crash in and, like, wipe their shit all over it.
You mean when they kind of nuzzle up?
Yeah. And they crash. Yeah. And they have a crash. Yeah. Like, maybe, like, the bobbly bits, like the buttons, do bits to the...
Or it's like a massage chair for a cat.
Yeah, and then but that doesn't make any sense. Like, they don't, because I'm looking at one at the moment, and it's not like they're not that raised, are they? Maybe you have a raised remote.
I've got a heated remote with buttons which are 4 inches long. Yeah.
Yeah. 4 inches. Forgot you were American or lived in the 1950s.
Man. Cost me a shilling.
Yeah. Great. I don't know.
What do you think of this?
I thought it was illegal for engineers to use the imperial system for measuring.
Well, the whole of America still uses it.
Yeah, but like,
so
outside of...
What do you think of that?
Wrong.
That's also quite funny, because very vague story, but there was some sort of lander that crashed on Mars or something because someone messed up the imperial and metric measurements, so it thought it was not so close to the ground. So that's why Americans are silly.
That's incorrect.
What do you think of this?
I'd say we're actually metric? Sillier, because we use a combination, don't we? So, like, we measure...
You use the word "we" quite loosely.
Okay, the UK uses a combination, because we measure, obviously, distances on roads in miles, but then,
yeah,
like, metres and kilograms are quite... We're pretty much used
metres in kilograms? Oh, no,
metres and kilograms. Yeah.
I see. Yeah.
And then you'd... So you'd go, you know, I'm 6 foot tall...
Mm.
But that thing over there is about 5 meters away. Mm. But then I'm driving on the road, and I'm going 30 miles an hour. Mm. and then I'm doing so many miles per gallon, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I've got, I don't know my weight in stone, but I do know it in kilograms.
Yeah.
I don't know my height in centimeters, but I do know it in feet.
That's so confusing.
I know my height and my weight in kilograms and centimeters.
You got a big brain over here.
Your big brain.
What can I say? I'm continental.
See, living in luxury. You see,
yeah, living in luxury.
Knowing all your facts and all measurements,
centimeters. It is a bit weird though. Like, I always get confused with the whole Fahrenheit Celsius thing. Like, I was watching a video and this guy was like, "Oh yeah, it's 45 degrees outside." And someone who was American had to look it up and it was 113 degrees Fahrenheit. So that doesn't make any sense, does it? Like, what's the 100?
I think
this is me knowing nothing about Fahrenheit though. So,
what is it? You divide it by 5 and times it by 9 or something. It's so stupid.
It's based on something, again, isn't it?
It's based on something. Great.
Welcome to the All Right Cheers podcast. Full of knowledge.
Because Celsius is based on water, is it? So, and Kelvin is based on absolute zero and upwards.
Yes.
But I don't know. I don't know what Fahrenheit is based on.
Americans.
The boiling point of an American.
I think we need to move on. Andrew, do you have any? What do you think about this? Hot frogs.
Well, I said it's degenerated quite a lot, isn't it? Really?
Nah. No. Anyway.
Yeah, I said last week that I watched the last episode of the series Sherlock, and I enjoyed it.
Yes.
But then I proceeded to watch a nearly 2-hour-long critique of Sherlock and basically saying how bad it was.
Has it ruined it for you?
Well, the thing is, I agree with quite a lot of what the man was saying, but I still quite like the show. Because, like, it's not like traditional detective shows where you're given clues and you can sort of work it out yourself. You're not shown much, and then you're just told that, oh yeah, Sherlock solved it because he's basically omniscient, he just knows everything. So you just believe him.
And you're an
idiot. How could you not realize it? He realized it. So yeah, I you know, it's very valid criticism, but I still find it quite enjoyable to watch, if anyone's wondering.
I'm confused about the aspect of this that is, what do you think of this? This seems you're just telling me that you
okay,
watch
all right.
The show.
What do you think of cognitive dissonance?
Oh,
the whole new two beliefs that are contrary, but you still agree with both.
Okay, I'm gonna say for the benefit of the in quotation marks listener, you might need to explain that to definitely not me.
So it's where you hold two beliefs, but they are fundamentally contradictory. So they can't both be true, yet you still believe both of them. So I believe that Sherlock is an enjoyable show, but I also believe it's a bad show, if that makes sense.
But you can enjoy things that are bad.
Yeah. What other examples are there of said cognitive dissonance?
I don't know. It's all over the gaff.
Shit.
There we are, back on track.
Yeah, back on the knowledge train. Thank you. Thank you for that.
I'm not a psychologist, I don't know.
Oh, you're killing.
We went quite the highbrow there, talking about Kelvin and bloody cognitive
I don't think anyone has listened to this podcast and thought, highbrow. I think, well, maybe they have. Imagine.
If you have, I feel really bad.
No, just tweet us, say, I think this podcast is highbrow, and we'll give you, I'll send...
£100,000.
I'll send you something. Like I promised. I don't know how many episodes back. A badge. The person whose question that was did actually message me, like, where's my badge? And I was like, shit. Maybe I shouldn't.
You did promise a badge.
Christ.
I did promise the badge. I will give you the badge. Hold me to it.
I'll give you the badge.
That sounded quite threatening, and now I'm aggressive.
Watch out. Imagine a bloke coming up to you
in the
pub. I'll
give you the badge.
All he says to you, I'll give you the bloody
badge. You're dead in the eyes. Do you want the badge? You've asked for the badge. Anyway.
And then kisses you.
I think that's enough. I think AC.
Yeah, right. AC on that one. Should we swing in onto the first question?
Yeah, a big old swing.
Okay, so my question is from a lovely gentleman called Oliver. Thanks, Oliver.
Thanks, Oliver.
Definitely a different Oliver.
Thank you, Oliver.
Recent episode. Obviously. It's quite a relevant question because obviously we all really miss the pub at the moment. So my question to you is what is the best pub activity?
Drinking.
AC.
AC.
So this is an activity that you would do whilst drinking in the pub, such as playing pool or darts or a pub quiz.
Dance.
Or, you know, any other little, maybe a bar fight. What's your favourite activity?
A bar fight.
A bar fight. I'm just yeah. my brain took a couple of seconds to catch up there.
That, such a delayed reaction.
That really fell flat for a second there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't. Anyway, it's because I was thinking about my answer, and then my brain realised what it had heard, and it realised that it was funny. Brilliant. Well done. So I was thinking this might be a bit niche. Pub quiz is easily the lowest on that list because I don't like not knowing the answers to shit. So, like, if I'm in the pub and we're doing a pub quiz and there's, like, loads of rounds that I don't know anything about, I just sit there and get, like, bored. And there I might be making quite a few people cross by saying this, but, yeah, I don't know. I'd rather do something else.
I know about...
In the same vein, I must being reminded how much I don't know about things while I'm trying to have fun. So they can, I reckon they're good, but they're definitely, they're not every now and then.
But I'm like top dollar.
At any pub quiz, I think I'm getting deja vu. I've probably said this before, but I like films, music, like anything sort of vaguely history-ish, I am so poor at celebrities. Like, I will just sit there and have no idea. But then it will get to, like, the general knowledge. And I'll be like, aha!
You've said this.
So this is why, obviously, you do...
General knowledge.
You do a pub quiz in a team. So, you know, everyone's got their strengths. But I guess you just want to be the team, don't you?
Yeah. Well, not just that, it's like, you know that feeling when you really, really want to think of a word and you really want to use a word and you know what the word means but you can't think of the word? I hate that feeling, but when it's an answer to a question, like we did a pub quiz over maybe the first lockdown or something, when, you know, like all of the streets were like, everyone's street got banded together and you had like street zooms and shit, and that swiftly fell off the pan. But during that, there was a question about Batman. It's like, well, I know the answer to that, but could I remember at the time? No. And that is annoying. Mm. And therefore the incorrect answer. But I recently this is kind of sad. I recently have appreciated pool because I was playing it by myself for like hours over Christmas. And I was like, yeah, this is quite fun.
Did you like that? Because you're winning.
So,
or did you lose?
Oh, it was great. Because either way, well, yeah, I don't know. Because I'd be like, oh, yes, another win for me. I'd be like, oh, well, better luck next time. I'll improve my aim. So I reckon, like, I like a bit of pool, but you get worse when you start getting pissed up, don't you? What would you say you get better at when you're drinking, then, Lewis?
you get more in the flow, don't you? You just sort of, you know, you don't think about it so much. You're just potting left, right, and centre, winning, you know, millions. I'm like, yeah. That's literally never happened, but, you know.
I like the idea of it happening.
But don't you just get all wobbly?
Whoa!
Like...
whoa, whoa.
Yeah, that's what happens. Like, shake it all over the gap. That's not like...
Everyone just goes wobbly.
Well, to be fair, I feel like it's like the bell curve, isn't it? Is that maybe a pint or two... You're like, ooh, right?
Yeah,
like loosening up. Nice, there's definitely tidy, a cut-off. And then you plummet down the
you're
other
not
side.
You're getting better as you have more pints. You know, maybe. After five or six, you're probably getting, you know.
Yeah. Five or six? You're saying your cut-off's five or six? I reckon the cut-off's more like
it's
three
like
or four.
It's like
at
one.
That point, you're not getting any better.
Yeah.
You're just...
Well, maybe at five or six,
yeah.
You think
maybe
you're
two.
At the top of the bell curve, when in actual fact, you are so far down the other side.
Yeah, you've got on the slide, you've come out the other end, and your brain is so far behind that it's like, yeah, I'm still two points in. For goodness sake. I do like darts, though. Darts is just yeeting stuff towards walls, isn't it? Like, that is fun. Nah, it doesn't. If you just do it by colours, then you're like, nice.
Black, you get your win. White, you lose. All right. Darts.
Yeah, and the middle bit. Because no one ever intentionally aims for anything other than the middle, do they? So the person who gets in the middle wins.
There's no black or white on a darts.
When have you ever played... No, but when have you ever played darts and not just aimed for the middle?
All the time, isn't it? It's triple 20 you want to go for.
Triple 20. You want
to... You're Jez in the Peep Show.
Maybe I.
Because it's the middle, you want to aim for it, but no. You've got to be tactical. You've got to do the maths. Wherever there's...
Oh, yeah, but...
If there's ever a pool table at a pub, I want to go on it.
You've always got to wait because it's always busy.
Yeah, there's always like just one table, and
you've got to put your pound on the side of the table, and you've got to say to the old burly men
always,
next go, my go.
I was just about to say, you have to go up to the intimidating men at the table and go, hello, can I put my 20p on the table, please? Because my mum says I'm allowed. I just thought of another funny activity in the pub that you can do. But it is, I think it is at the other end of the bell curve situation. Is, you know, and I can only think of one pub I've been into that still has like a jukebox. But it's going up to the jukebox and playing the most inappropriate music
and
that
the whole
possibly
pub has
confide.
To listen to it.
And the whole pub has for the entire song as well.
That's definitely the best way to spend like 50p,
yes.
Isn't it?
I think
just to ruin everyone's night for about 4 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's made your night for 50p, and for 3 minutes you're like, yeah, this is my jam, and then everyone else is like, turn fucking shit off.
Andy,
that's
have you
fucking,
got a sort of
a
favourite, or are you sticking with
I'm trying to think,
with pool?
I think it's gonna be pool. Yeah, wherever there's a pool table, I'm like, yeah, get me on that, please.
So I think I probably would go with pool, but then I do really like a pub quiz because you drink an awful lot more than you think you're going to. But the one thing annoys me is you never win. You never win at a pub quiz because there's always the dickheads that cheat. There's always cheaters. Don't use your phone, but they're on their phone. Yeah. They definitely are. You can see them. You know, well, you can probably tell that they're on their phone because they're getting everything right. Mm. And we're getting everything wrong. And Jacob's just being angry in the corner.
Cross. Playing inappropriate music.
Alana's playing ball on his own.
What about just like going up to strangers and talking to them? That can always be quite fun.
I wouldn't count that as a pool activity though. No, not pool activity, pub activity. Like, I think that's just part of the shit that happens in the pub. That's not like you don't go to the pub and go, "Oh, look at a stranger, I'm gonna go talk to him." In the
we
same
play
way
pool
that you go,
with
"Oh, look at pool table." Yeah, I'll pay you £1.
It's gonna be weird getting back into pubs.
Mm. Yeah.
Being unleashed.
What's yours, Lewis?
All right.
You know what? I'm gonna have to go with pool. I think it's the first time we've agreed. But yeah, I do love a game of pool. I think it's just that novelty of. You know, something that's a bit different, you know. You're never as good as you think you are. Because you can watch snooker on the TV. Like, they're pretty good. I'm not that far behind. And then you try and, like, for 20 minutes to try and pot one. And then you just get grumpy. Mm.
What about 10-pin bowling?
I wouldn't say that's not a pub activity, though, is it? You don't go to the pub and go...
That's a very niche thing in London, Andy. That's not a common thing.
But they are probably some of the most fun places.
Admittedly, that is a very good night out.
Yeah. I think the only sad thing is the time that we went, I was so outrageously pissed that I don't remember.
You didn't win,
any
if you're
of it.
Wondering.
So even if I had had. Well, last time we played mini golf, I lost, and I was the only sober one.
Says
there.
A lot.
So that doesn't surprise me. Yeah, I'm not a sporty man.
Cheers!
All right, cheers. Yeah, I just think it's quite a good question. Really.
Yeah, wasn't that? Thank you, Oliver. Bloody lovely.
Into me!
Me! Okay, so this is going to take a bit of, not that much backstory, but a bit. So I watched a film last night, and I won't say which film it is, because if I do... the question ruins it. But it was kind of one of those films that I watched and I was like, what the fuck is going on? And at the end, I was like, Jesus Christ. And it made me think of said question. So if you had to have the powers of an animal injected into you and therefore look a bit like said animal, but you're still like a human.
Well,
so you still like walk around on 2 feet. And you...
What the fuck is going on?
But no, so you get the powers of an animal. So if, I don't know, if you were a cow or something, you'd get like big and birdy and you'd be massive, but you'd have like the face of a cow. But you'd have cow benefits.
Cow benefits.
So my question is, if like the men come and they go, "All right, boys and girls, your time's up. It's animal
time to get
time.
Your animal on."
They've come with the injection. And they say, "You're being turned into half human, half animal hybrid, but you get to choose which one it is. Which animal would you be?" There you go.
I reckon a peregrine falcon. Go really, really fast.
Well, no,
fly.
They're not fast. Anyone
but
can,
yeah, they are.
Anyone can be fast if they're just free falling.
That is a good point. That's yeah, it's like chucking a piano out of a plane.
It's like saying stones are fast,
but it's just going down. Just
throw them.
Yeah. If you lived high enough up, you could be as fast as Peregrine Falcon if you went to work down.
Just on legs. Oh, wait, no, I'm not. No! can you yeah, fly if you get like a bird ting?
Yeah. I think so.
You're asking the question.
You'd... yeah. No, you would. You would. But you're... You, if you were a bird man, hybrid lady, your arms would be the wings because birds don't have arms.
You're not like an angel.
So you're,
kind
you
of
wouldn't.
Idea.
It's not like coming out your back.
No, no.
So you're mostly.
No, they wouldn't come
so
out.
So would
your
I
back.
Just be a human sized bird?
Yeah, but you'd have normal human legs. You'd still be like you'd. If you looked from a long way away, you'd be like,
right,
that's still a
apart
man
from the beak and the wings.
It's because he stood up on his hind legs. Apart from the beak, the wings, he looked like a bird, but he does look still a bit like a man. Yes. But it's not limited to just birds.
But you can fly.
I'm just right.
Cool. Yeah, I'm liking the idea of flying, you know.
Yeah.
I think that'd be great.
Hmm. What else could fly? I was trying to think of other birds that can fly. But then, no, not other birds, other animals. Oh, you could be like an insect that could fly. You could be dragonfly.
But they're like really ugly.
Beetle boy.
No. Beetle boy.
Beetle boy. Just
climbs over piles of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I was... So... Obviously, I've had a bit longer to think about this because when it came into my head, I was like, Jesus Christ. And I think I would be a lizard man because you could see like fancy colours and shit and you can climb up walls. And, yeah, I don't know. You'd have like sticky hands though, wouldn't you? And I don't think that would be a bad thing, but you wouldn't be able to let stuff go.
Yeah, but they're not sticky, are they? They just kind of grab on.
Lots of flaps, don't they? Yeah. Now, see, this is turning into lots of knowledge this episode, isn't it? Lizards have flaps.
Flappy lizards. I like the idea of being a chameleon.
Mm, that would be pretty cool.
Then you can see everywhere and you can just change into whatever colour you bloody want.
Oh, yeah. You could. I think it would be a bit weird. Well, in my head, I'm now imagining your face is like
with my eyes like darting around on their own.
Yeah.
What about like a scorpion?
Then you'd just be a bit of a dick, wouldn't you? Because
you
just
mean?
Be going around sniffing people.
Yeah. And what benefit would being half man, half scorpion
half man,
give you?
Half scorpion. That was a very good question. I suppose you've got the thing that curls over your head. You've got your tail.
The spiky thing at the back.
Yeah. What? To spike away all the apex predators that you have in your life.
It wouldn't be very practical.
I don't think anyone
would be very practical. But if you were like half man, half dolphin, you could breathe underwater. Oh, wait, can they?
They can't.
Yeah.
They can't. No, that's true. They can't. But they can
knowledge.
Like half squid.
They toot above.
Yeah, but then surely you'd have to be in the water all the time because otherwise the squid bit of you would die.
You'd be limited.
But then if you're in the water too long, the human bit of you would die.
No, because you get like squid powers.
You become.
I reckon you'd also, if you were a squid and someone was like, I'm going to inject you with humanness, you'd get human powers, wouldn't you? So I don't think you would.
That's
die.
A good train of thought, actually. I never thought of that.
Yeah. See, that's why. That's why you need me in your life, Lewis, to give you that extra perspective that you
someone
didn't.
Telling a squid you're going to get injected with person.
No, don't do it.
Oh. What about, I can't remember exactly, but there are some luminous animals, aren't there? Like luminous fish or something.
Luminescent.
Oh, like the tat that swims around in like the dark bit of the ocean.
The dark bit.
It's the dark bit. You go down dark. And it
yes,
dark.
One of them. So you would be luminous. Yeah. That would be pretty dirty. Cool.
Do you find when you're like swimming on holiday that going deep underwater is scary? Oh, yeah.
How deep?
Like deep enough.
Right, yeah.
I don't really know. Because I said that and then realised I didn't really have a way I wanted to end that sentence.
Are you scared of heights? Yeah, how high do you have to be scared? High enough.
High enough. I just find it's the same with like, you know, if you're swimming in a cave and there's like...
Oh, yeah, I'm always swimming in a cave. Right.
I just have this very distinct memory in my head of like swimming in a cave, but it was very dark and I was like, I hate this. And I remember literally being in like the fetal position, but swimming around with just my arms out as like little things. And I was like, I need to get out of this right now. No. You don't like in a ball with my hands like round and I was just using my hands like because I was like, I didn't want to have my feet dangling in the floor in case, you know, something rose up out of the depths of this cave.
Any predator that saw you in that position would just feel so sorry for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just, you know when you think back and you're like, "Whoa, that was horrid." Yeah, that's what I've got going on right now.
It's
great.
It's pretty unnerving, isn't it? When you're out in the sea and you don't know where the ground is, the seabed is, and you're just sort of there. And if you go like maybe like 2 meters down, it's pretty unnerving.
Yeah, but when like, yeah, I do like deep water in general. It's just, no thanks. I'm full of
salty water.
Yeah.
I'll just give you a thing. You can see lots, and I hope my eyesight would be a bit better than it is now. And then I could just, you know, change colour, do whatever I want, be a bit like, where is he? Oh, he's in the corner of the room. Playing pool on his own.
I think, like, lizards can grow shit back as well.
Yeah. Like starfish.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd be a lizard. Because, like, you can run really fast, which I realised, and my brain realised has been a theme. I want to be able to run away.
Because you're scared. Yeah. Run away from Elon Musk.
Yeah. Yeah, you're coming to Mars, boy. So I'd be a lizard because I think lizards can see cool shit. Can lizards see like colours and shit? Not like normal colours. I don't know. You know when you see videos of like, this is what cats can see.
This is what dogs can see. Fuck all.
Yeah, so I think half lizard, half man. Lizard man.
I think flying would be cool. So some sort of bird.
But then you don't have hands.
You don't have hands.
So you've just got like a peck at everything.
And I think if you'd have like talons, but you'd still have human feet, so that you just have like really long toenails. Yeah.
AC.
All right. Cheers. All right. Well, to be fair, Andy, you did ask us to stop bringing food questions to the podcast, so I thought I'd really try my hardest.
It wasn't the day, right?
Not talk about food.
I think we might go a whole podcast, a whole episode without talking about food.
Amazing. Well, wow. Andy, yeah, do you want to swing in with your question?
Yeah. So my question is, what are you laughing?
No.
What is the best accent?
God. What a prime, another prime question.
This is a elite question. It's got a worldwide audience.
What constitutes what way? Best, yeah.
I don't know. What do you find most pleasant on the ears?
Most pleasant on the ears.
Mm. So, like, I don't believe this, but some people might say that the Birmingham accent isn't very pleasant on the ears.
I feel like this question is dancing on dangerous territory.
No. This is not a negative question. This is, the best.
This is not the most disgusting.
Grim,
what's
loathsome...
the most gross accent?
Mm.
As soon as you hear it, your ears bleed.
He wants to vomit.
I really like, and this was confirmed to me by my Siri voice selection.
oh, yes.
And I've now changed mine to the Irish accent.
Irish? And, see?
Yeah.
A soft Irish accent is...
He's Australian at the moment for me.
Is it?
I was on South African for a while. But yeah, there are definitely, I think this has been proven by studies and whatnot, but there are some accents that knowledge that sound more trustworthy than others.
That's true.
Scouse, for example.
Yeah.
Amy! Oh, for goodness sake.
Can I have a can of Coke?
I'll play pool with you, mate.
No, I'm playing pool by myself.
Oh, that was great.
There's a small selection that I would have to choose between. I find like a Scottish voice very, very, very trustworthy. Mm. Same as Irish. Just like you could be on the phone, you could literally tell me, give me all your money, and I'd be like, all right.
Yeah, but it depends what part of Scotland, because Glaswegian Scottish accent is borderline incomprehensible. It's so strong. It's sort of.
Yeah, but you could say the same about, like, have you seen that video of the really, really thick Irish accented man who's like trying to sell some sheep? And honestly, unless you're that Irish, there's no way you have any idea what that man is saying.
Yeah, but like the same with, say, like a rural Cornish person.
I feel like I've said Irish and Scottish, like people, like Americans say, oh, I want to go to Europe. It's that kind of like vagueness that I'm you kind of know what I mean. If you hear that accent, you're like, I trust you.
Mm.
I will sell you my son.
I'm thinking like
I really like the Welsh accent as well.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's very soothing.
I feel like this round is just going to be us complimenting everyone's accent.
I really like the Slovakian accent. But no, I think this is just us pleading to keep the United Kingdom as one.
Is it?
Don't know about that. Don't assume political beliefs. Come on, this is the non-politicized podcast.
Remember in history when what the fuck just happened to my voice? Remember in history when like all of England were like raging at war. Do you think that'll happen if the UK breaks up? I reckon so.
What, the English Civil War?
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be English Civil War, would it?
No, the war between, you know,
the Great everyone. War. You know, the war. I always talk about the bloody war.
Back in my day, back in the war.
Back in the war. It was a great COVID pandemic followed by the war.
The war.
The war of accents.
Yeah, the accent war.
No, I don't think so.
I was in, on the topic of when we went to Cornwall, I would say recently, wasn't that recently, there was a woman so West Country, I thought she was Welsh. That made me laugh. Yeah.
Strong.
How West Country do you have to be Welsh?
You have to be Welsh to be Welsh. <don't you? laughs>
But Wales is in the West.
Well, yeah, but
West Country
we're
isn't.
In Cornwall. That's not you don't go through Devon, go to Cornwall, come out the other side of Cornwall and enter Wales. That is not how that works.
Yes.
You've never been to Wales, my friend.
You've never been to Cornwall.
That's exactly how you get there.
Keep going. It does always make me laugh, you know, when you're like coming down the M3 and it's just like individual place names and then the West. Like, yeah, take me to the West.
I'm here.
Yeah, the North, the East. It's like, when does it become not, where, is there a big banner or something that says welcome to the West?
You're here.
Welcome to the centre.
Welcome to the bit. Oh, for God's sake.
I do quite like a New Zealand accent as well.
Yeah, a Kiwi accent's really nice. Essentially, really nice. Essentially, all we're saying is every accent apart from our own.
Nice. Well, because apparently we sound too posh.
Oh, no. I'm not having this argument on the airwaves. Thank you very much. I'll leave that to the Twitter comments and people attacking me in real life.
It's tough, though. It's a tough question.
Yeah, I don't know. There we go. That was better than my attempt earlier. That was my accident.
We haven't talked about the North American accents, actually. Is that we don't like them? Like a Texas accent is pretty out there.
But when I hear an American accent, I just don't really have any sort of emotion towards it. I'm just kind of like,
well, all of the American accents.
I wouldn't know all of them because you've got like the. I can name about two.
Go on, then.
You've got like a Boston, like, Quaffy. And then you got like the redneck kind of thing. That's all America, is it? Really, it's Texas, New York. That's it.
You know, wait. You just. I don't think. You just said, I know Boston and Hillbilly, and then went, there's Texas and New York. They're not all the same thing.
They're basically the same thing to me.
Clearly not cultured, Sunshine.
I know, clearly. I learned
today that Australia is like the same size as America. But loads of Australia is inhabitable because it's just dry and full of lizards.
I know.
It looks really small because of the way it's
maps
shown
work.
On a map.
Yeah.
That's why, well, yeah, Africa, massive, but doesn't really look, I mean, it is quite big, but it's not, it doesn't show you how big it is, you know?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a ruddy continent, isn't it?
Big.
Yeah, knowledge. That.
Africa's big.
Africa's is big.
Texas is in America.
Texas is big. England's like smaller than Texas.
Texas, big.
England, small.
Small.
Yeah. AC.
Andy, to answer your ruddy question, I'm gonna go with like a really trusty, like, you know, just like the soft old Irishman accent. It probably used to be like a fisherman or something, or just like, you know. That's nice.
That is nice. Very well. Good choice.
Thanks, Andy.
It's all right.
I'd say Irish as well. I think.
Yes. We can't all agree on.
Why not?
It's for a second time in one episode.
Yeah.
You wait for a bus to come and then two come at once.
Yeah. Into it, lover. Well, there you go.
Lover.
All right.
Jeez. Are we all going with the same one then?
I won't go with Irish, even though it's very nice. I'll probably say a New Zealand accent is.
You can't. You don't say a Kiwi accent if that's not your answer.
No, but it is. It's great.
Don't lie, Andy.
This podcast is about truth and knowledge. It's not
truth
and knowledge.
It's not about lies and slander, is it? So.
I genuinely believe that the New Zealand accent is very, very nice. Oh,
well, lovely. All right.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers.
Okay.
Well, I think that's it, isn't it?
We came to some quite nice conclusions there.
Yeah.
Scored quite highly there.
Bloody lovely.
Maybe we're just all in a good mood.
Maybe. Well, it leads us to our ending anecdotes. It's because this is the first episode that we recorded during the day. Ooh.
It's definitely not daytime now.
It is. There is a bit of light outside. Okay, we've definitely had this argument before, but I've never heard. I can't remember what you said. At what point does the evening start?
It depends what time of the year it is, isn't it?
No.
Like summer evening.
I don't know. No, I don't think that's true.
Evening starts at 5.
I agree. Evening does start at 5. But but that's just because you live your life like 8 o'clock for you is the morning because you don't get out of bed until 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
8 o'clock is the morning. You're correct.
He's done you there, my son.
Sorry, Andy. You win. Well done.
You win.
The battle of wit.
The battle of one wit.
For goodness sake.
I was told by a good friend who listens to this podcast, I don't know how regularly, but they do listen, that we probably share, on average, one brain cell.
That's probably being
yeah. yeah. Well, maybe after this episode of Truth and Knowledge, they will feel differently about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sitting up there in their ivory tower listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if anything, if you think we, you better be thankful for our one brain cell, because otherwise you wouldn't have this glorious.
Why don't you come and share all your knowledge? Yeah? Big knowledge, man. Yeah. Coming over. Oh, they only show one brain cell. Yeah, well, go on. You must be so clever.
Or woman.
Or she, or they. I'm not assuming anything. But they must be so bloody big and clever in their big, clever ivory tower.
Clivery.
On their big old high horse that's really clever.
Can't help, Lewis, you're getting into this a bit deep.
Yeah, come on then.
For goodness sake.
Meet me at noon.
Noon's quite an interesting fight time, isn't it? If I wanted to have a fight,
it's when
I'd want it to
everyone's
be
everyone's on their lunch break. Mm.
Or I wouldn't really want to have a fight instead of having lunch.
But you have a fight and then it should be over. Two hits, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or the old 1-2 good night.
The old, there'll be two hits, me hitting you and you hitting the floor, my friend. so be the old 1-2, my mum, and then off to have some lunch.
Mm. But if you knock the other person out, they can't buy you lunch. That should be the rules of lunchtime drawing.
I wouldn't really want to buy you lunch and then sit with you and eat lunch?
No,
or...
but like if you're like, let's settle this dispute, whoever wins this fight, not only do you have the shame and guilt of me pummeling your ass. Oh, no,
what sort of fights have you been in?
Anyway, moving on. Well, yeah, they can pull my ass and buy me lunch. That's...
At least buy me a drink first.
Oh, God. I've just swiftly remembered my dad listens to this. Oh, my... I'm sorry, Hugh.
Sorry, so after you've pummeled their ass...
Stop!
Are you having lunch together or are they just buying it and then walking off?
No, I think they have to buy it and walk off, don't they? As like a forfeit of the lunchtime fight club.
I once when I played tennis, I lost a game and then bought cake for the guy afterwards. I lost to.
See that? Showmanship, that is. Mm. Lovely.
Oh, I started talking about food now.
But don't worry, he managed to get his tennis segment in before the food. So
food and sport.
Sports. Yes.
It's gotta be another episode, really.
The you know, sly ads are gonna start cutting the little plugins.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
For the sport podcast.
Today's sponsor is sports.
Today's sponsor is Muzz's Sports Podcast. I don't have any other handy anecdotes.
Anecdoted out.
Yeah, I feel like I've pummeled enough ass for this.
Saying it.
And on that note, I think
we should end it there. Yeah.
Where can you find us? You can find us on Twitter at Cheers All Right. Send your questions in at us your questions, or DM us your questions. Whatever's easiest for you. We won't, won't complicate things. Or send us your voice message on the bloody link wherever you find or listen to us.
On the link,
yeah.
Just Twitter ripe with content notifications, just keeping up with us.
Mm. And we actually didn't lie to you, we actually are recording this on a Monday, so what a treat.
Wow. Isn't it? what a
so
treat.
This podcast contains all the what did you say,
truth and knowledge,
but the Twitter contains all the lies and slander most of the time.
Yeah. And if you want to follow Lewis's absolute dreadful tweets, then you can. You can. Yeah. Right.
Some of them are really, really poor, Lewis.
Yeah. So don't read the tweet. Look at the initial at the end. If it says L, don't read it and just keep going because it is utter tat.
But I got that one line, and we are recording tonight.
Yeah. So
joke's on you.
I forgot. Right. Well, leave us a review. Give us 5 stars.
Or
one.
Yeah, how many brain cells do you think we have?
The job they can't give 0, isn't it, really?
Oh,
nice.
That would be mean.
Well, thanks. Toodaloo.
Thank you for listening.
Mi copan.
Au revoir, fellas.
Bye.